April 24, 2023. It's a Watch for Pedro show. Watt for Pedro show. Happy Monday. We start off with John Coltrane doing Goldsboro Express. Then Fruit and Body with MJCW. Maybe an acronym, people. Because of them software engineers in Estonia with their Skype invention, I got with me Matty Weisberg. Welcome aboard.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you for having me on.
Absolute. We got to give credit to Randolph for the connect.
Yeah, thank you, Randolph. Thank you, Lee, and a beautiful music ensemble. That's kind of the tale I led me to you.
Absolute. Now, we want to learn about your musical journey, so please bring your earliest musical recollection.
Ooh. When I was like a little kid, my parents started to get me to do piano lessons, and I didn't really like practicing, but I remember really liking just playing around on the keyboard and also learning to play that song, What Is Love, you know, like, dun, 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 dun.
Yep. Okay. But that was kind of on your own, right? With that, the problem was like the teacher, right? The lessons.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I found some people have had, I guess I've had on the show, had such bad experiences it almost chased them away from music.
It did chase me away from music for a long time. I actually didn't really start until my early 20s, kind of after that.
Wow, so you didn't do anything in school, like the choir, the marching band, shit like that?
Nothing, man.
Okay, so what do you think got you back in?
Well, I was just kind of, I think I had some better teachers. So I took like a drumming class, a group setting. I also had like a dance element, and that felt a lot more like, I don't know, just comfortable. And then actually my friend I was living with at the time was making some music using MacMST and kind of showed me how to use the software and the sound. And then I think because I had been kind of stayed away from like instrumental music, that felt like something I could do. So I started doing that and it was from And then I figured out that I was like, man, I'd like to like learn how to play an instrument now and be able to do some both of these things.
So you're telling me you started out with the drums, but then you moved on to electronic.
I was into electronics really was like the first thing. I wasn't really like playing the drums. I just took like drumming class.
Yeah. You didn't have a drum set yourself.
No, nothing like that.
Okay. And right away, did you start composing?
I think, yeah, pretty much. It's kind of how it started. I think, like, my friend made this, like, little program where you could just make music by kind of moving the mouse around and changing, like, the kind of shape of the sound.
Yeah.
And, and I just started with that, and I made, like, a little music video with kind of, like, intense based and stuff in my piece.
Yeah, I think by coming in via electronics versus, like, a guitar or something, you're not going to try to learn stuff off records, right? It's almost like makes you want to be start composing.
Yeah, that's all there really was to do. Yeah, exactly. So, I started from that side, and then I'd like to learn how to play other music that I kind of familiar with. So learn something off there. So then after that, I started learning to play something.
And what about performance? Can you remember your first gig?
I remember the first gig. Yeah, I guess so. And so around that time, I was living in Providence, and my housemates and I were all, like, making, yeah, like, sounds on it since we did dragging stuff around, and we made a little trio and like performed at a couple of house shows, the party ones.
No, but there was quite a vibrant scene around Providence with experimental music, right?
Yeah, at that time, at least, there was, for sure.
I mean, it's even got a history of it, right? I think the Talking Heads come from RISD.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. Yeah, there was an incredible, like, scene around music at that time. And I was just, like, mostly... I was just kind of getting exposed to it, so I was.
Yeah.
People made it look really fun, and my friends wanted to do it, so I did it then. And,
Well, did you, before that first gig, did you have, like, you know, was it, like, for me, it was really scary to play in front of people. Did you have kind of, like, apprehension?
I would say that I still.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, I get really...
We call them pants shitters.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I've been doing it for, a little while, but I still got major pants shitters. Well, maybe that ain't a bad thing, because if you take it too much for granted, maybe that's where all the excitement leaves.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And so would you consider that first gig a success?
I guess I didn't stop doing it, so I guess that's...
Yeah, I would too. I just wanted to hear you say that.
You know, I never thought about that. Yeah.
You gave me this music here, Field of Sound. I want to play that, okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Wait, tell a little story about Oh, shrinking violet. No, you never know, you never go far. There's something magnetic about that sea and the flowers on the table. Spell eternity. The dogs are barking, fear in their eyes. It's only Tuesday. No, you'll never know, you'll never know why. There's something magnetic about that sea and the flowers on the table. Spell eternity. Sweet little house up on the hill. Pieces of driftwood line the windowsill. And there's something magnetic about that sea and the flowers on the table. Spell eternity.
can the sun, how can the sun be real? How can a light, how can a light give life? How can the sun, how can the sun be real? How can a light, how can a light give life? Sitting in a room different than the one you are in now. The room is the room inside my skull. In the middle of this room, there is a dimly lit, small, rectangular cement pool filled with silvery water. I look down into the water, and on the count of three, I splash my reflection into the air around you.
Watt from Pedro Show, that chunk of music started off Fruit and Body, Feel the Sound. And then brand new from, actually new prize for Frere Seb in Lyon, France, that Soul Carlos with the Soul Carlos theme, Gemma. Then we had the Four Royals with Steve McKay and the Randoms. This is a 45 from 1967. Brother Steve McKay on the tenor. And also, I think on the B-side, he blew some harmonica, too. Somebody's one take, somebody's living room in Grand Rapids, Michigan, backing up a vocal group called the Four Royals. A tune called One Girl. His first record. And his buddy Marco, later they'd go on to make Carnal Kitchen. Rabia Saldana, from their brand new record, Giuseppe out of Milano, Colombia. Then Above the Tree, Marco, he's going to be on the show not too long. People from the Cave, interesting cat, Verona. But he's been collaborating with a lot of Barcelona cats. Vic Chastity after that with It's No Secret, Satisfaction. Vamos Prended, End of the Day, Middle of the Night. Mizutama Shobadan with After Image. 99 Letters, Owaranai, Osaka. Maxime Funke, Eternity, The Chunks, Lil Thursday, even though it's Monday. Bass players from Scotland, by the way. And finally, Fruit and Body How can the sun? Yeah, tell me about those tunes. Well, tell me about Fruit and Body.
Do you want to know?
Well, like, where'd you come up with that name? It's a good one, man. It makes you think.
Thank you. It kind of comes from two directions. The first direction, I guess, is like, I guess that's an idea of sort of like, you know, fruit of maybe in time, the last 30 years of gay people.
Yeah.
And so it's like, a way of kind of flipping that around with like, fruit, more like fruit thin, like bearing fruit, like growing.
Sure. You know, when I think of that middle panel in Hieronymus Bosch's Garden of Earthly Delights, a lot of fruit and bodies in that portion.
Exactly. So that's kind of one side, and then the other side is...
Yeah.
Fruit and body is the kind of anatomical name for a mushroom.
Ah, okay.
So, like...
Interesting.
The organism is like the root underground.
Yes.
And it's like called the feeding body. That's like the part of the organism that does, that tasks for the root to root.
Okay. Very interesting. And when was the first time you performed under that? Or did you record at first using that name?
Yeah, I would say record under it. No, I guess it was probably in the 2017 and 18.
Uh huh. And what can you tell me about these tunes, Field of Sound?
Oh,
and
yeah.
How can the sun, like you're asking a question, right? I say that because there's a question mark, Maddie.
There is. How can the sun? Yeah. I think. Both of, especially, you know, those, particularly those two tracks, a lot of the things that I guess kind of the way that the name kind of communicates is like trying to express some feeling that moves between living in like a singular human body that is like kind of by like unfolding in the world and like learning, growing, and experiencing.
Right.
At the same time, identifying with like, you know, with like a mushroom, which is like one kind of one part of a larger like kind of network style organism.
Sure.
So that's like a lot of my way in the world is kind of like moving between feeling like a human and like a part of this kind of biological energy that is existing. So I think they have a field of sound. How can you sound? They're both kind of like or sources of energy or forms of life that are related to human experience and energy, but also a little bit different and separate.
And when in the process do you come up with the titles? At the beginning or the end?
I would say usually at the end.
I ask a lot of my guests that because when I compose, I always have to start with the title or I lose the focus. But hardly anybody I've had on the show does it. It seems to be at the end.
Yeah, that's interesting. I would say that maybe, no, yeah, never mind. Yeah, usually it's done at the end. But that's kind of the process for me, is after, like, I don't know. You know, it's like, I don't know why I did what I did, but I did it.
Sure, sure, that makes sense. And, do you have, like, a little trove of, I don't know, notebooks, or do you use voice memo? Do you use, like, kind of little tools with your composition?
Yeah, I really like the pen. Definitely, yeah. So field of sound was a lot of that was stuff I was, like, recorded on my phone. Like, the opening part was, like, in the car with my sister and my cousin, my brother-in-law.
Oh, you actually use it as part of making the piece. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would say that's definitely a part. And then oftentimes, the way I'm working right now, I guess I would say is like more like, right now I'm working on stuff that I kind of have maybe like, it's like an animated story in my mind and trying to translate that into something. And so then I'll have like notes about that and stuff is usually like maybe stuff is like they have to kind of on the computer and then ask.
Like you got a storyboard going in your mind?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm searching for like a metaphor or something. Yeah.
No, it's exactly like that, and yeah, maybe I'll have like a block, like a sound block, just pinned up. Like, story, like, yeah, you know, something kind of like this. I think it is kind of that's kind of how I'm looking right now.
And then. It seems like with some of the stuff, the rhythms, maybe they come in the editing part? You do stuff after you capture the sounds, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it also really depends. I mean, something, the rhythms are like, yeah, like I'm like cutting, you know, like I'm cutting pieces of sound and then spacing that out rhythmically.
Yeah.
Sometimes I play rhythms on the drum now. Sometimes I use like a drum machine, and I'll like maybe use some effect that can create a rhythmic sound, like kind of putting something through like a really short delay and then like a long delay or something like that, and just kind of turn it into the next. So it really depends, but especially in those. Well, for example, like in Field of Sound, that's like a lot of like super edited.
Yeah.
You know, like where the but then in How Soon Is Done, the rhythm part, I played that on like on a drum machine, and that's like live, and I don't think I would ever do it like a lot after.
Trippy. You know, because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just hearing the sound. I have no idea how it's conjured. That's the trip about this kind of thing, you know. Remember that Wizard of Oz, right? Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Well, that guy, Frank Morgan, was behind the curtain.
I think that's what it is, because I think that is something I'm really hoping to achieve, is a little bit of a sense of wonder, and a mystery, maybe like slightly, you know, more something closer to like a dream consciousness than like wake consciousness.
Yeah. And maybe some kind of, I'm not saying totally, but maybe some John Cage kind of thing, like what is music?
Well, it's interesting that you said that. The title for Field of Sound is actually, there is a reference to a Don Page quote about the famous kind of, the famous where, you know, the piano player doesn't like play the piano. And
I think the title is just the length of the piece or something.
I think it is.
Yeah, where he just opens up the music, then he closes again and gets up and leaves. Yeah, talk about a concept. Very, very enormous, like a Moby Dick of a concept. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, April 24, 2023. This is Wap Peter, special guest, Matty Weisberg. Hold tight for hour two. April 24, 2023, second hour of Wap Peter Show. We'll be right back.
Don't need it. Every man, woman, and child. vacuum in our hearts. So we float upon the broken waters of our dreams, heading for the distances but falling at the stars. Shields of valor, fields of corn, quick step with a friend. A bowl of something you have grown, garden and a little home. Handful of earth and little seeds. All the things a man and woman need. Not this mess. You don't need it, you don't need it, you don't need it. All the world's washed with foolish gain. You don't need it, you don't need it, you don't need it. Every man, woman, and child taking their back to the wild. Spaces out in the world and start again. Every man, woman, and child taking their back to the wild. Raise your hands on up and help friends. Every man, woman, and child taking their back to the wild. Spaces out in the world and start again. Every man, woman, and child taking their back to the wild. Raise your hands on up and help friends. Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. Start off the second hour, Fruit and Body with A Monk Beast. Then we had Party Nerves, which this may be Gordon's greatest challenge yet. Bjorn Magnuson with A Masquerade, The Eternal Jive. That's a good title. Pineapple Empress out of South London with You Don't Need It. Andre Vita, No Neck. Andre's out in Berlin these days. Fruit and Body, finally, with P-R-Y-R-F-R-D-D. Maybe a prior for D-D? You got to help me here, Maddie.
Yeah, I think it's prayer for dad.
Oh, it's prayer for dad. Okay. Yeah, you fuck those vowels. We don't need them. And then A Monk Beast. What's up with that one?
Yeah. That name came from something I used to be close with. Was up at the top of Manhattan. There's kind of old, like, church seminary kind of thing.
Oh, the cloisters.
Yeah.
By the Washington Bridge?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, west side of Manhattan. Okay, Midtown.
It's like all the way to 50th. And someone I was close to saw carved into like a wooden, I think it was like the arm of a pew, maybe, was like this creature that was like half, like just a monk and half lion. And I felt like that was, that kind of image was like a kind of reserved, kind of devoted spiritual energy and like a more like ferocious, like outward thing.
The ascetic thing. Yeah, so the inspiration for your line of peace, events happen to you and they make an emotional impression on you, and then you want to kind of use that as, I don't know, stuff to grow your compositions with.
Yeah, exactly. If the compositions are like the mushrooms, you know, the whatever is, you know, happening in my life, I guess it's kind of like the decomposing material.
And, so in a way, are they, they're kind of like diary entries?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of it, I would say a lot of that music is like that. I think the few music that I'm working on is different from that music in the way that it's less of a diary entry and more like kind of telling more of a cinematic story.
Yeah, a narrative.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, beginning, middle, and end. And what about with Prayer for Dad?
Yeah, so Prayer for Dad is actually from the new set. It's kind of it's like one movement and one act of like a larger thing I'm looking at.
Okay, part of a big piece.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm doing right now. This is really cool. I'm really excited. It's actually, that's kind of how I met, or not kind of, it is how I met Lee and Environmental and
connect with the people in Eugene.
Yeah, exactly, because so I'm trying to make that music and then also translate it into something that a group can play.
Uh-huh.
And so they played one of the chapters from this longer piece, like last October.
Okay, happened. You gave me this piece here, Practical Water. I want to play that right now.
What does it mean to live a moral life? It is nearly impossible to think about this.
Thank you.
creek. The sides were filled with tiny watery activities. The mind was split and mended, each perception divided into more. Perpendicular to thought, had lobbied the Congress, but it was dead. Had written to the Committee on Understanding. Had written to the middle of the middle class, but it was drinking. Had voted in cafes with shoplifters and beekeepers, stirring tea made of water hitched to the green arc. Unusually warm global warming day out today. Of what we know, the spirits offer us a world of origins. A tiny droplet shines on a leaf, and there your creek is found. We carry ourselves through the days in code, DNA like staircase, neither good nor bad in and of itself. Lower frequencies are the mind. What happened to the creek is what happened to the sentence in the 20th century. It got social underground. You should make yourself uncomfortable. If not you, who? A tiny droplet shines on a leaf, and there your creek is found. Dirt, water, Baden, Boda. Ourselves through the days in code, neither good nor bad in and of itself. Lower frequencies are the mind. What happened to the creek is what happened to the sentence in the 20th century. It borrowed something to link itself to others. It got social underground. What does it mean to live a moral life? Brush comes out from the cottony coyote bush, blink, blink, chunk, drink. wish, I know it, I just don't want to let go. Tried and I failed to want to be a person I wanted you to want me to be. Sometimes I guess that is just how it goes. Trying and failing to cover up my distance with words that surround you and make you feel crazy. Selfish, I know it, I just don't want to let go. Tried and failed to want to be the person I wanted you to want me to be. Sometimes I guess that is just how it goes.
Watch for Pedro Show, that chunk of music. Start off with Fruit and Body doing Practical Water. Interesting combination of words. I got an image in my head. From Italia Calvino's Invisible Cities. This is Cities of Desire and Anastasia by the Bromley Symphony Orchestra featuring the Underwood Piano Harlequintet. Then we had Ray Shin out of Reno with Space in the Crowd. What was that movie? Andy Griffith, right? A Face in the Ground. Ilya Kazan. Patricia Neal, I think. Scary movie. Finally, Fruit and Body with Grammy doing Pick Up the Pieces. Brother Matty, who's Grammy?
Grammy is the name of like the bass group that I was working with to make that album.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, so that album has like the some like bass ensemble playing on it, and that group Grammy.
And then what about the piece? Pick Up the Pieces. Remember, you know what? You can't copyright a title, but I remember a band from Scotland had a hit. They were called Average White Band. And it was an instrumental kind of funk thing in the 70s called Pick Up the Pieces. Well, they do like yell that in the chorus, you know, like them swing bands or stuff, but didn't have a real vocal. Yeah, do you know what I'm talking about? Average White Band?
No.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. Watt's showing you he's 65 years old. But there was kind of disco, you know, dance music in the 70s.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, pick up the pieces. But that's why you can't copyright a title, probably, because there's so many, you know what I mean? And tell me about Practical Water.
Yeah, Practical Water, the text was a poem that I thought you sent to him. And it's played by, I'm reading the text, and then that's kind of mixed with a tuba. So it's a real, like, kind of a tuba sound and feedback that's being played through a piano. Like, the piano is the speaker and also being recorded and coming back to the set. Yeah, and I don't know. I like that one. There's something a little bit menacing about it.
Yeah.
Which I feel like that's like water. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, water is like both, you know, the menacing sort of life and so soft and so agile and flexible and also kind of, you know, when there's a lot of it, menacing.
It can be like cement too. You know, I live in the harbor here, Los Angeles, San Pedro, and we got this bridge that connects us to Terminal Island, and we have people that jump off this bridge. And if you jump, it's, you know, the towers are like 200 feet up, and when they hit the water, their bodies burst open like it was like hitting cement. It's not soft.
Exactly. Exactly. So that
also the stages, right? It could be a gas, it could be a solid like ice cubes, it could be, you know, liquid, of course, most of the time.
Yeah. And then there's some practical water that, you know, that water is I don't know, it's something that's like the water is kind of the most practical is the most practical thing.
Absolute. It's a trippy thing too, and then it's kind of the dissolver of everything, right? Everything like kind of dissolves, right? Nothing lasts forever because of the water, because the oceans, because the rain, they get all dissolved, it keeps stuff in constant change. I mean, it's a little slow for us to, because our lifetimes are so short, but it's actually one of the big change in agents, I think, in the world.
Definitely.
Yeah. Look, we're at the end of the second hour of the April 2023 edition of Watt from Pedro. People, next Monday will be 22 years doing this show, and I'm still fucking blowing clams. Anyway, special guest Maddie Weisberg. Hold tight for hour three. April 24, 2023, it's third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
but I know the rules of nature. You prefer to call it a friend. There are beautiful reasons, admire and loyalty being. Take some strength to read it all in.
na ba to ne yevs na 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 o da kbit kbila de ba to no. Strewing rose petals around the beds of their sick children, Georgian mothers and grandmothers would sing these words in gentle tones, hoping to soothe the agitated spirits inhabiting the bodies of their kin. I learned the simple harmony in a week-long workshop with a man named Bernard Burns, a former software developer who now leads Matsbenzeli, a Georgian choir based in London, England. Of all the songs we learned that week, Bata Nebo has stuck with me for its delicate grace. It recalled my first musical memories of my mother and sister singing me songs to help me fall asleep. When I first met Bernard, his plain dress and dorky demeanor charmingly obscured his deep, empathetic warmth and his mastery of this special vocal tradition. Over the course of the workshop with my friends Griffin and Eloise, Bernard taught me some beautiful techniques for finding my voice, from resonating previously dormant cavities in my head and chest, to physically leaning on my friends to embody the trust that their voices would support mine in the mix. It was a surprisingly important lesson in the power of singing, and in the months since, I have often caught myself singing Bata Nebo out loud when I am in a moment of pain. This happens often enough that I now use it as a signpost to recognize that I am feeling anxious or hurt. Examples of this scene from my daily life. Is my desire to shed gender labels an inherent manifestation of my gender identity, or a desire to distance myself from the public perception of the default toxicity of manhood? Bata Nebo. Can I truly, actually be bisexual, or as many people have told me, am I lying to myself in one way or another, and eventually I'll pick a side? Scalabebo. Will the earth reach 4 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial temperatures in my lifetime? Am I powerless to stop the erasure of people, places, animals, and plants in the name of personal profit? Nani na na ba ta ne evs na 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 ho. Is my self-esteem really so low that I would allow someone for 2 years to undermine my belief in myself, abdicating all of my own ideas and deferring to their worldview so deeply that splitting up required rebuilding my entire self? At the heart of my musical practice is a simple fantasy of sitting around the house playing music for my grandkids, filling their hearts and minds with wonder and tenderness. I never had grandparents, which is maybe why I have dreamt of having my own grandchildren for as long as I can remember. Sadly, this feels like a terrible time to create a new life. I know apocalypse narratives have existed in human culture for millennia, but this feels different. The daily dose of environmental grief coming from my newsfeed is a powerful contraceptive. The deep hopelessness I feel listening to billionaires calmly state their plans to desert this inevitably failing world sucks the hope of creating a family right out of me. Among the injustices caused by resource-extractive capitalists, I particularly despise them for this. Sometimes I sing Bata Nebo to the wind, hoping it will carry the song to their ears and soothe the spirit of greediness that drives them to our mutually assured destruction. In a different world, I'd be happy to be a stay-at-home parent, content to pack lunches and unpack feelings, to take care of things around the house and support my partner. Sadly, our profusely misogynistic and capitalistic strive culture tells me that homemaking is a kind of failure, and parenthood can only be crammed in the margins of my work life. I have a potentially lucrative degree from a prestigious university. Why would I waste it on just being a parent? That simply doesn't make sense. It's really a shame because I think I'd make a great mom. Not to diminish the difficulty of carrying children, but I can't help but feel a deep sense of loss for never being able to host another life form inside me, to watch my body grow and swell, to feel its moods, to have it feel mine, to feed, breathe, live together. It's been an interesting exercise sitting with the acceptance that the thing my body wants most unselfconsciously in the world cannot possibly ever happen. Instead, I professionalize my natural caring instincts into more socially acceptable forms. I adopt other people's children for 60 minutes at a time, teaching them to cook and to love themselves. I brainstorm YouTube channels to make with my little cousin Gia. I write love songs and confessionals that I hope will get spread widely so that someone else might not feel alone. And I write grants to go to England to learn Georgian lullabies, with the secret hope of one day singing to my own grandchildren while blessing their rooms with a ring of rose petals.
Watch for Pedro Show. Start off the third hour, DJ Noah and Fruit and Body, with the Yeti Comes in Peace. Then we had Crane and Susan Loa doing Naked. Diane Marie Kloba after that with Drink This. That was in those Alice, one of those Alice in Wonder. Maybe both of them, Through the Looking Glass. Yeah, Rubber O Cement. This is East Oaktown, right? East Bay Band. With the sound effects, Brutal Sound Effects Crew. Yeah, that's what they want to be known as. But they have members of that. You got to get the title of this song, people. Chloroblast Dynamo Stuck in the Nano Machine B-Leg Pump Nucleon Electro Soap. Period. Got to make sure the period's there, right? And finally, Fruit and Body with Bato Nebo Narration. Bato Nebo? Fruit and Body. Help me there, man. What is it? Bato Nebo? Nebo?
Yeah, Bato Nebo.
Okay. Yeah, you got to enlighten me there because I'm a little ignorant. Sorry. What is a Bat Nebo?
That's a song that I learned a few years ago.
Okay.
I was a friend put a little workshop with the leader of a choir that sings music from the like Georgia, from the Georgia. And one of the songs that we learned was this lullaby that like mothers and grandmothers would sing kind of around the bed of a sick child, and the song was kind of dedicated to the spirit, you know, the kind of upset spirit that was happening, was causing the child to and to soothe the spirit that was being this lullaby and asking it to calm down.
Yeah, sure. Beautiful. And then the first tune we played on the beginning of the third hour here, you didn't put Fruit and Body first. You put DJ Noah first. So it's like you're with DJ Noah. Well, who is DJ Noah? I'm sorry for being ignorant again.
No. DJ Noah, also known as DJ Noah Tankin, is a student, a brother, a friend, just a really, like, senior individual in my life and an amazing artist. He's someone who I've been making music with for 5 or 6 years now, ever since he was, like, I think we started when he was 10, he's, like, 16 now. And he's just an incredible person, a musician and artist, and music is one of the ways that is more comfortable for him to express himself in the world.
Sure.
Language is not really his way. And so that's how we kind of met, was the thing that I had done before was, it was the creative project with people who have different ways of accepting stuff in the world, maybe other than linguistically.
Uh-huh.
If I'm being vague, like kind of on purpose, but like a term his father would use as like a nonverbal, non-reliable speaker on the opposite spectrum.
Okay. You know, here's a question I ask people that do, improvised work when they collaborate. How do you deal with the question of who goes first?
You know, I don't know. We don't really have that problem. Me and Noah, I don't know. I mean, that's somewhat part of what I love so much about making music with him is it, you know, we both just come to it with, like, a lot of openness and a lot of just, you know, joy for the process. And so, I don't know how we decided.
Okay. I mean, I'm not saying that there's got to be an answer, but I'm always curious about how that's negotiated, you know?
I think that maybe depends, you know, I would admit that it depends a little bit on, you know, some days I think when we're getting together to make stuff, but we used to work together in New York, but then I just at Massachusetts, and now we actually have our own radio show on another network called Beware the Radio, which is also affiliated with you all in some way or another, I would say.
Right.
And so we have a show there where we're making more like dance music, or kind of like experimental dance music, and we do that like using a live remote dance music making software.
Uh-huh.
So we're like making that and I usually, you know, we meet at night after I get home from work, and so I think he goes first off sometimes on my own level.
All right. Look, you gave me this in the This is back to like Man Alone, Fruit and Body. This is In Their Quiet Kind of Way. I want to play. Watt for Pedro show last music for this edition. We start that chunk off with Fruit and Body doing In Their Quiet Kind of Way. Then from Holland, we got Paranoid State with There's Nothing Left. Over here, Emergency Room. This is Brian Etter, I think his college band, playing Trap Kit. Six. The project was called Emergency Room. And then finally, Fruit and Body. If I was. I love that title. You know, it's really intense if you think about it. Really good. So, yeah, you want to enlighten us to either one? I mean, some people, they tell me, what, man, why do I got to talk about the songs? That's why I recorded it. So you don't have to say anything if you don't want.
No, I appreciate it. I mean, as you said before, because a lot of this music is, yeah, I listen to that best, and that I wrote before there was truth. A lot of it has both of the stories. That piece is coming from, well, the story is, a couple years ago, I had made a new friend who, not that long, we had kind of started bonding over, over the experience of, experimenting with our gender presentations and, relationships with our bodies, body chemistry, and, we started bonding over that, and, kind of shortly after that, he, peaced out in the world. And he was working on a piece of music. It was really a piece of writing that the writing itself was a description of the music as an imaginary world.
Yeah. Interesting. What do you got going next?
Yeah. Well, what I got going next is at the DJ Noah radio show. I'm working on this new music, hopefully a new piece for the Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble, hopefully. Maybe they want to try it. I'm actually co-writing that with my cousin, who's a music professor at UMass Amherst.
Whoa.
And then I'm actually in a new band. My partner write some really awesome kind of naughty lullaby type of songs, and we have an aunt playing their music, and we have our first show in Alley Ray in East Hampton on June 10th.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'd love to hear that when you get that together. Yeah. So if you guys ever want to come on the show, the invite's open to you, Maddie.
All right, I'll pass that on.
Okay, betcha. I love what you're doing. I want you to keep on keeping on, man. Bring it, because I'm inspired.
Wow. Yeah.
That's one of the greatest gifts that a music cat can do for another, I think. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on. Your amazing questions and just your amazing life work. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. People, it's been the April 24, 2023 edition of the Wild Pedro Show. Special guest, Maddie Weisberg. Keep your powder dry.